I'm Andrew Richardson, and this is the fourth of my trauma release audios. This audio will guide you through what you can do to release yourself from memories which are not quite straightforward. Indeed, they are probably quite confused in your mind. What was real and what was imagined by you? And again, when things began to happen that seem so hard to identify now, and what was the sequence that brings you to where you are now? It's not clear, is it? Let me share with you cases from files so that you can get a general idea of what I'm thinking of. First, there was a young man in his early 20s, racked by guilt of an earlier memory involving him and his younger sister, and then believing that he may have had secrets fed by proclivities that shock and disgust him. He becomes a mass of images and memories, and he loses track of what actually happened and what he projected might have happened. And now, as an older man in his early 40s, recalling a time when younger, he also engaged in sexual behaviours that now fills him with guilt and which are destroying his current relationship. And then a young woman who has lived for many years with a chronic condition, possibly ME, which has begun to dominate her life and is destroying her capacity now that she is beginning to believe that it is all well deserved and all her own fault. In all of these examples, fact and fiction, truth and projection are becoming confused, and in all cases, overwhelming guilt and self-disgust is a dominating factor. Does this torture you? Is there a similar confusion in your mind between what was real and what you are imagining? And are self-disgust and self-blame big factors? Can you relate to these cases? Is your experience similar, lacking some precision and a little confusing in your mind, but any recall is painful? If so, this audio might be right for you. What I want you to do first of all is to activate these memories and projections and feelings of self-disgust and self-blame as best you can. In a moment, I will ask you to pause this audio so you can do this, that you can feel something, not necessarily as completely clear, but with some intensity of perhaps 50% or even 60% or 70%. And so pause now if you need to, and when the feelings are activated, start it again. We will now begin a nice relaxation, which you will again find very familiar. And then we will undertake a rewind adaption to remove the strong but confusing emotions that are there. You are using your imagination to find your very own safe and peaceful place. I will guide you into a relaxed state and ask you to imagine that you are in front of a series of TV screens in which you can see and hear recordings of these confusing memories. So first you can begin to relax your body. If your eyes are not already closed, just close them gently now and begin to think about how your feet feel. Perhaps you can remember how they feel at the end of a long day, when you are finally getting a chance to take the weight off your feet, resting those legs and feelings all the way up from the bottom of your feet. You're starting with your toes, letting them loosen and wiggle a little so that the feet can completely relax, and then that relaxing effect can begin to travel like a wave of relaxation through your ankles and into your legs, softening and smoothing out those muscles. And as that wave of relaxation travels up to the very top of those legs, I don't know whether those legs will be feeling lighter or heavier or whether you'll feel a completely different sensation, now or later. And that wave of relaxation continues to travel right up into the body, from the legs of your lower back and up to your lower back, so that all the muscles in your lower back just let go, letting your spine gently uncurl all the way up the back, from the lower back to the middle and right to the top of your back, and spreading out across your shoulders, unlocking any tension, before that wave of relaxation sweeps down into the arms, all the way down through your elbows and further down through your wrists and into your hands, right to the tips of your fingers. That's right. And then that relaxing effect between your shoulders can send another wave of relaxation into the back of the neck, softening all those muscles as it goes right the way up to the back of your head and over the top of your head and down into your forehead, smoothing it out and over your face and around your jaw, loosening all those muscles so that your teeth are just slightly apart. Then, sweeping down your neck, down the front of your body, and into your lungs so you can breathe nice and steadily, and a little more deeply, and a little more slowly, at the rate that feels right, comfortable and soothing. And then that wave of relaxation can move down into the stomach, and any little knots of tension simply melt away before that wave of relaxation continues to move down into your legs, through your knees and down through your ankles and into your feet, right to the tips of your toes. And you can sense that a gentle wave of relaxation that continue to circulate throughout your entire body, while your mind begins to go on a journey. Now imagine that you are going down to a very special place. It is a room or space where you'll be feeling safe and calm, and ready to open up to memories so that they may be cleared and made harmless. And I wonder how familiar will this room be, or how special and different. And as you begin to imagine being there, I will count down from 10 to 1, beginning now with 10, and just drifting away from the here and now. 9, relaxing deeper and deeper. 8, just letting any unwanted sounds fade away into the background. 7, with the here and now left far behind. And 6, halfway between here and there. 5, preparing all the senses of the body so that they are ready to experience that place. 4, and that calm, relaxing and peaceful place beginning to appear all around you. 3, getting closer and closer, relaxing deeper and deeper. And 2, almost there, and anticipating the feeling of finally arriving. 1, now in your very own special place, and noticing the qualities of that place. Is the room large and light, or smaller and cozy? What colours can you see on the walls and on the floor? How familiar are you choosing to make this special place? What objects are around in that room? Pictures, colours, ornaments that are calming you right down. If you walk around, what does it feel like under your feet? And pausing for a moment to notice what you can hear. Is there music? Or the sound of silence? All those sounds that you would expect to hear in that place. Taking a deep breath in through the nose, thinking about what you can smell and breathing out slowly as you imagine relaxing deeper and deeper, as you enjoy relaxing there. It's as if time itself is slowing right down, giving you all the time in the world to enjoy a deep and relaxing rest. And the great news is that you can use this relaxing routine whenever you wish, that takes you to this special place. And every time you do that, the easier it is. Now, you can see a table. And on that table is a DVD, and you know that this DVD contains the memories, emotions and projections that you are ready to be quietened down. And you are picking up that DVD and holding it. And you can see in the far corner there is a bank of TVs in two rows. There may be four there in two rows, or even six in two rows, and you can sit down in a position where you can see all of these TVs, which at the moment are all completely blank, and relax in front of these blank screens for a moment. And there is a recorder underneath the screens, and take the DVD and insert it into the machine, and you are holding a remote control. Now, what you know is that when you need it, each of these screens will appear ready to be playing one of your memories or one of your projections. And you know that you can focus all of your attention on just one screen at a time. And what you will see is one of these memories or projections playing out on the screen, forwards, and then backwards, and then forwards again, and then backwards again, and so on, backwards and forwards, until that particular memory or projection begins to fade away quite naturally. And I will pause now while you do this for just one memory and looking at just one screen, backwards and forwards, and so on, until it is fading away. I will be quiet now. And now look at the next screen. What is the memory or projection on that screen? See it playing forward and backwards, and now again, forwards and backwards, until it too is fading from the screen. And now, focus on the third screen. And I will pause for a little while. And now the fourth screen. See the memories and projections playing backwards and forwards, and again, And now you can press that stop button so that the video screens all go completely blank. And as you relax, I wonder what you are noticing. Are you already aware of a certain release or relief? And might that feeling be growing stronger and stronger over the next few hours and the next few days? That will be a curious thing to notice. And how, I wonder, will you notice that all these memories and all these projections and all these feelings of guilt are just clearing away? What will be different? And how will your friends and family know that something has changed? And as you do, might you imagine being able to accomplish things that you had previously avoided? And there could be success and satisfactions that just come through quite naturally. In a few moments, I will count back and you can very gently follow my voice back to the here and now. And you will keep your eyes gently closed right up until you know that I reach the number one, when you can begin to open those eyes in your own time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, coming back now, 2, and 1. And just opening your eyes in your own time, getting ready to continue with whatever you have planned next. And do allow enough time to ensure that you are fully awake and alert. And if you like, you can do some gentle stretching. And do play this audio again if this many screen confused rewind needs to be done again on what seems like the same memories and projections, or even those that could be slightly different. Thank you.